Animal. I'm back with you on July 23rd, 2014. Yeah! Great to be here. Great. I can't talk! But I'm going to talk about two things today. Number one, I've always thought that a recruiter would make a very good spy because she could just place other spies in companies that foreign countries want to get into. Right? It makes sense. It doesn't take any brains. I've never seen anything like that mentioned, though, until now. Until just now, something very similar to what I just described really happened, although it's not the way I saw it happening exactly. Listen, in England, the government foolishly funds religious schools, and they're supposed to follow government guidelines, but sometimes they don't. Big surprise, eh? Anyway, there's some religious schools in Birmingham. That's a city in England, not Alabama. And they were teaching the kids that people from other religions are no good. Another big surprise. And they were propagating pre-modern social values. Yeah! So there was a public investigation into what's been called the Trojan Horse Conspiracy. Recruiter sending in candidates to, you know, execute a mission that is not in the client's best interest. So anyway, this recruiter advertised 58 jobs in Birmingham schools over the last 6 months, including in the most notorious schools that have been accused of this conspiracy. And she belonged to a group called the Educational Activists. It's a closed group on WhatsApp that includes nearly all the key people in the investigation. And the stated purpose of this group is to get their culture into Birmingham schools. And the job of this recruiter was to place their own people in jobs that would let them subvert the culture of the publicly funded school. So I was right. It can be done. Can be done. I'll bet the Russians have been doing it for a long time. Yeah, but I've never heard of it. Number two, I saw a VP of sales for a video interview company post an article that said that 93% of your communication is nonverbal, and to her that meant that you need video to understand what other people are saying. But anyone who works on the phone knows that this is not true. I have never met Maureen Sherrup, but I think I know her. I met Jerry, but we never exchanged more than a few words in person. But I think I know him because I talked to him on the phone. I talked to him on this show. In an email, you know, there's more of a chance that you're going to misinterpret the other person's tone. But even then, I don't think you're missing 93% of the communication. It's absurd. You know, I've had the odd candidate who's great in the resume, great on the phone, and turns up looking frumpy at an interview, but that's rare. You know, but people who want to sell you something, they aren't concerned with reality. They'll rehash any scientific study that seems to support them, no questions asked. Because just like my old buddy, the funny banker, just like he taught me, sales is lying. You put your best foot forward and hide everything, everything else. That's why there's no video on Jerry. Jerry, what show is this?
The Recruiting Animal Show!
That was a very perceptive lie, Animal.
Oh, no. Ace is back.
Lie, Animal.
Yeah, he's back.
And I just caught you in a lie 5 seconds into the first show I'm back.
Oh, what was it? What was it?
You said there's no video for whatever reason you said. There's no video because, if you remember, we tried it and you couldn't make it work.
Oh, yeah. I figured out what I did wrong, but you know what? Nobody has to see us, at least not for the time being, okay? I guess it was a lie. I was a liar. I lied.
I tried to do a Google Hangout with him, yesterday, and he kept thinking that it was some kind of a telephone call, and I'm like, no, man. No.
So I still have the video of us trying to do this show on a Google Hangout, and it didn't work.
Let me just throw this out there. After Animal's bit about the spies, maybe Animal isn't even real, and that's why he won't meet anybody on video. Maybe it's all a myth.
Yeah. You know what?
And he mentions that he never meets people. He's never met Maureen. I've gone camping at Maureen's estate before. I get out and meet people. I've met everybody but A Stringer, but I can't really see the value in that.
Why do you want to get in a fist fight?
Hello?
Yeah?
I'll get in a fist fight. I'll knock somebody out.
Who's saying hello there? Somebody say hello? Hey, Jerry and I have a little chit-chat. You've been away so long. You know, sometimes we chit-chat at the beginning of the show.
I didn't forget about you, okay?
Hold your horses, Amy Alla. Amy Alla, the guest on the show. Come on down. Come on, sweetheart. Her name on Twitter, I don't have to introduce her, but just for newcomers, is Alla Recruiter, A-L-A. Although that might be Horton Recruiter in the future. Don't do it. I don't like that name, Horton. Horton suits Horton the elephant.
I don't either.
Not you,
as in
okay?
Horton hears a who?
Yeah, that's
I've never heard that joke. You guys are clever.
How about Tim Horton?
Hey, I grew up in Kansas. You want to talk about Toto and Dorothy,
too? You know what? Can people hear her? I can barely hear her.
Dude, you've got the crappiest phone.
No, she should be going
on. I want to set the tone. I want to set the tone of my first show back right and say to Amy Alla, you have an interesting glow now that you're being intimate with a new guy.
Wow.
Can people hear these guys? I can barely hear anybody but Jerry.
I came here for recruiting talk, not talk about Amy's personal life.
Amy,
she's
off
on the blog.
Amy,
I want to hear it.
Lost like 190 pounds.
Amy, are you ready for the song? Amy, are you ready for the
song?
Yeah,
are we starting with the chorus or what? Yeah, just
I
go ahead. I'll jump in.
On Twitter, first verse, last verse. First verse, last verse. Not hard to understand. All the Ramones are dead now, so we're going to dedicate this song to them. It's I Want to Be Sedated. It's really easy to sing. Anybody who wants to join in, please do. Amy, I'm going to count to three, and we're going to go, okay? One, two, three.
24 hours.
Let's
go.
I wanna
they did it a little faster,
yeah.
People.
Nothing to do and nowhere to go.
Oh.
Hey, I wanna be sedated.
I wanna be sedated.
Get me to
I might
the
already
airport.
Be sedated.
Put me on a plane. hurry, before I go insane. I can't control my fingers. I can't control my brain. Oh, no,
No.
Animal, your singing makes me want to buy a bullet and rent a gun.
Yeah. Ba, 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 ba. Amy.
Yes?
It's your line.
What?
I want to be...
I don't think Amy's been saying no very much off lately.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, let's go. Amy, how many people
all
did
right,
you recruit?
Hold on.
Amy, let's get to the talk for Jeff
yes.
Newman. How many people have you recruited from Twitter in the past year?
Two. Well, wait, hold on. I have two active candidates from Twitter, but they've not yet been hired into a position.
So okay, then that might be a number for next year's question. Right?
Maybe. I might get them placed this year. We'll see.
Okay.
No, hold on. It's a big deal that she just recruited them. How did you get them?
They actually found me.
How could you find anybody at Microsoft? Wow.
Hey, we do tend to hide in our own little community.
Jerry, don't derail the question. How did they find you, Amy?
They started just retweeting something I tweeted, and then they started following me, and so I followed back because they're both PhDs and have kind of the data science experience. And
are
so once
men?
I started
are
following
they
them back, they no, they're actually both women.
Really?
Yeah,
what'd
both women, and I was an article. I think it was something I posted on recruiting blogs. I forget which one. Oh, I think it was the one about reinventing recruiting. They liked that.
Okay.
So.
And
yeah.
So they started.
So they sent me a direct message and
finish the story. I got to hear this.
Okay, so they started following me. So I looked at their, you know, I got new followers. Who are they? Are they somebody I want to follow back? I started following them back because they're PhDs, and I was recruiting PhDs at the time. And then they both sent me direct messages on Twitter. Just said, hey, looking, you know, for jobs, blah, blah, blah. So we've been.
Amy, do they know each other?
What's that?
Do they know each other?
They do. They're
imagine that. Are they friends of yours?
I mean, we've been working on this for a while, but they're actually sisters. They're related.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Sorry for asking the tough questions, but I
interview. You know, she flew out here to Redmond and had an interview. Mm-hmm. So it's it's kind of a two for one deal.
Statistically, are Twitter PhD chicks hot?
Amy. Ignore that question. Listen to me. Has that happened before, or are these the first? Are these your first two recruits from Twitter? This is a real question. Come on, it's important.
Yeah, no, I've got lots of followers and lots of people who've contacted me that would like to be candidates, but not necessarily people that I could place.
How many?
I was
ones?
Working in a
How
very.
How many good ones? How many? Good
I'm
ones?
Sure they're good for something. I'm sure they're all good for
what
something.
Does that mean for somebody else or for you? How many good ones for you? Don't make me pull it out of you, okay?
Good one. Oh, I told you two good ones for me.
Yeah, but all the people who have contacted you, how many are reasonable candidates, even if they're not suitable for any job you've got immediately?
Oh, I would say probably 85 to 90%.
And how many is that in absolute real numbers? Oh, really? Okay, everybody. She's got a talent pipeline on Twitter.
I take those resumes and, you know, send them to other recruiters or tell them, here's a recruiter you can call. And
actually,
I don't call them
on
where they
Twitter.
Go, but.
No, I believe once you've got 50, you're an actual talent community. I think that's the number that they put on it.
Okay.
That's a community.
Okay, another question, Amy. How many video interviews have you done this year?
How many what interviews?
Video interviews.
One, and it was a candidate who was in Korea, and we used Skype.
Uh-huh. Okay, because we read a statistic this week put out by a company that Robert Half owns, Open Office, and they said 63% of companies do video interviews. Do you believe that's true?
I'm 63% of the people they talk to, not necessarily all the companies.
They claim they interviewed 500 companies. You don't believe it. I have to tell something to everybody. Amy works for Microsoft. So when people follow her on Twitter, it's not like they're going to follow you, Mr. Nobody, okay? She works for Microsoft. She's got a giant name behind her. Now, I'm not saying lots of people wouldn't follow Amy. Anyway, there's lots of attractive things about her that would make you want to follow her, but these
Can we talk about these attractive things?
Follow her because she works for Microsoft, okay? That's the case.
Animal, if I have to put up my credit card, is that still considered a video interview?
What? Come on. Okay, let's move on. Amy, you said if 85% of fully employed workers on LinkedIn are willing to talk to a recruiter, why are in-mail response rates so crappy? I posted that on my Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
It got a ton of replies. Do you want to answer it before I tell you what everybody else said?
Well, I asked the question. If I knew the answer, I wouldn't have asked the question.
Well,
I personally don't send a lot of in-mails. So we can absolutely discuss it. I think the goal is something like 20%. I don't know. I mean, I think in-mails are kind of a crapshoot. I try to only send very, very, very few and very targeted. So my ratio is probably better than most. But I send three, and I get two responses. So it's, you know, it's a different measure.
Okay. Well, lots of people told me that, you know, you have to build a relationship with somebody before you send them a note saying, I'm a recruiter. Do you want a job? And I said, look, I said, you're in the middle of a search. How are you going to build a relationship when you're trying to fill the job tomorrow? There's no time to build a relationship. Okay?
Yeah.
It's absurd to me. Do you agree with me about that?
Yes. It is absurd.
Absurd. The thing that I heard, Sandra, although she started fighting with me because of resume strategy, anyway, the instigator, but Sandra told me she's got a recruiter.
Who's the instigator?
Resume strategy, Karen C. Wack, troublemaker. Anyway,
okay.
So
Karen C. Okay,
yeah,
got it.
Okay, but Sandra said she's got a young woman who's very smart, apparently, working for her. But the key thing is she's very good-looking. She's got a picture on LinkedIn, and it's very attractive. She'll just send a connect to some guy. Then she'll see that they looked at her page. Then she'll send them, a recruiting note, an in-mail, and she gets a 75% response rate. She placed two people this week that she contacted within the last 10 days.
That's why my LinkedIn picture is topless.
Have you seen this young lady's picture?
No, I haven't seen her picture. I haven't seen it.
Okay.
Okay,
so still very subjective. We don't know what attractive means in that world.
Okay.
And secondly, how many women has she sent in mails to, or does she only recruit men?
I don't know, but Karen C. Wack posted an article for me on the Facebook group that said that same-sex people who are good-looking, they engender a hostile response from, from the interviewer or the recruiter. If you're insecure and you see somebody apply for the job who's better-looking than you, their attractiveness is going to turn you off rather than turn you on, okay? So, there you go. Anybody want to comment before I move on?
Most people really like me, so I guess I'm not as pretty as I thought, is what you're saying.
Maybe not. Does anybody want to talk about
this? I have a lot of great female friends.
Uh-huh. Does anybody – and they're good-looking, or are they not?
I think so.
Well, okay. Well,
no,
maybe you're
they're not.
Maybe you're not
impressive. Maybe, no.
Okay. Nobody else wants to talk about this. Anybody want to ask Amy a question, since my questions aren't turning anybody on? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Nobody wants to. They're dead silent when I'm talking, but okay, fine. I'll just keep going.
Weird, right?
Amy,
they're gonna talk about us after the show, though. We're gonna get slammed. We're falling apart.
They're all Jerry fans.
Hello?
So, yeah?
What?
Who said hello? You want to talk?
Oh, this is Garrick. Yeah, I did.
Garrick Chan, he's the guy who says you have to build a relationship before you can ask someone if they're interested in
the job. I said that you should say something nice. You don't just spam somebody. You should personalize the message. You should look into their profile and see what is this about this person that would make them interested in this role.
How would you
Looking
know
at
that?
Their background, why would they be interested in this
How
role?
How would you know?
You can't just look at somebody's profile and know what they're into. Come on, dude.
Thinking about moving. That's number one. Are you interested in thinking about making a change? Forget about where you're changing to or where you're going or what you're going to do. Let's just talk about opening that door. Is that a conversation you want to have? Okay, great. I've got three doors. Here's what's behind one. Here's what's behind two. Here's what's behind three. What appeals to you? That's a secondary conversation. The first conversation is, will you even consider making a change? It's just like dating. You're not going to be like, hey, let's go pick out rings. It's, hey, are you interested in talking to me at all? And then we'll get into specifics.
I don't even say it like that. To me, all we're going to do is go for drinks. You don't have to go up in stairs and see my etchings if you don't want to. It's the intro, just talk. Everybody should always be talking because at the very least you learn what's happening in your peer group, in your community.
You know what? You don't have too much time. You're working on a search. You don't want to date this person. You want to bring out the ring right away. Look, I want to get married. You seem to have what I'm looking for. Are you ready? Okay? I mean, even if you can send, like Amy says, a note that said, look, I'm a recruiter. Are you interested in talking about your career. So that just makes it a little longer to get to the point, which is where they know you're going anyway. And listen, Punk, Garrick, you're wrong, okay? What do you know? You have to build a relationship. Relationship is one of those fluff words that everyone likes to haul out. Relationship, relationship. It doesn't mean anything, except in the case where Amy, because she works for Microsoft, has 50 people in a talent pipeline. That's something.
Talent Name community, up. Dude.
No, it's a pipeline.
It's a community.
Let me refine that then. Let's define that, right? So Amy, you just told me that you start to talk to the person, are you willing to think, are you willing to have a conversation with me about moving? And to me, that's the relationship building part. Let me talk to you first before saying, like, hey, I got this job. Hey,
what do you want to talk about? See, that's the thing, Garrick. People don't want to just chit-chat with some random dude. They don't want to chit-chat with you. They don't care. They don't want to get to know you. They don't want a relationship. Let's be real here.
I'm not talking about chit-chat with Amy. But we're talking about a business relationship. Can I even work with you? Do I trust you? Are you just going to spam me with something that – are you going to put me in front of somebody who doesn't know what I'm doing here and I don't know why I'm interviewing for that job? Or is it actually going to be a job that fits my skills, my background? Did you look at my background? Did you look through my profile? Did you look at what I work
on? Okay, I got the answer.
Dude, you're overthinking it.
Yeah,
you're overthinking it,
huh?
Man.
I've got the answer.
Recruiting is not the place for thinking.
No, no, Amy gets right. Neither is this show. You got to do all your thinking ahead of time. Look, Amy answered this question
Stop
herself.
Stop thinking. You're hurting the team.
Yeah, Amy answered the question herself. She posted on her Facebook page a bad recruiting email that she herself received. Now,
hey, hold on. You have shut Mike Astringer's mic off. Please open it up. He promises to be respectful. He's got something to say.
No.
Sometimes these things spontaneously turn off, although I'd like
to. Yeah.
You had to
it was a mistake, all right.
During Amy.
Okay, it was a mistake.
You know what? Can I just say something here about LinkedIn?
Yeah.
I consider myself a LinkedIn power user. I've been using InMails for years. I have a LinkedIn recruiter account, whatever. You know, people on LinkedIn with in-demand skill sets get like 50 of us reaching out to them a day. They don't want to hear, would you consider making a move? Are you thinking about a career change? You know what? My messages are very to the point. Here's who I'm representing. Here's a link to the job description. Let me know if you want to have a conversation. I get about a 50% response rate. Not to say they're all interested. Many people are just saying, hey, thanks for reaching out. No, I'm not. But I get about a 50% response rate just for saying, here's who I'm representing. Here's the job. Are you interested in the conversation? All the rest of it's garbage, and they get too much of that every single day from recruiters.
I couldn't agree with Mike more. I use the same thing. I put a little more of, listen, I know I'm spamming you. I know it's BS. I'm more of a headhunter than a creeper, but here's what I got if you're interested, contact me. And that works so much better than, hey, let me tell you about this awesome awesomeness of awesome, where they know you're just lying.
You know, the best email I ever sent that got the best responses and the most responses was I said, hey, you're part of a ginormous pool of people that I'm spamming. I'm desperately looking for, I don't even remember what it was, something, and, you know, help me out. And I got more responses to that because it was very tongue-in-cheek and kind of silly and poking fun at myself. Very, very good response.
You know what? If you guys want to see
recruiting in Dallas, where I had no connections, and it worked the same way, Amy. It's a great way to email.
If you guys want to see the worst,
you're upfront about that. You're going to be upfront about everything.
If you guys want to see the worst in recruiting emails and in-mails, throw your resume out there. A couple of months ago, I thought about taking a full-time job, and I threw my resume out there. And obviously my resume has all kinds of skill sets that I've recruited for in 20 years. I was getting emails and in-mails from every recruiter on the East Coast offering me jobs as Java developers, LAMPStack developers, Ruby on Rails developers. So you want to see the worst of it? Throw your resume out there and see what happens.
Yeah.
It's very
okay.
Because people don't bother reading.
I got my first job as a recruiter by lying about knowing Java from one of those emails.
Hi, Melissa. Laverne is
here. Hi.
Okay.
Laverne's here.
Yeah, Amy. Amy, I got a question
for
you. No, I think Amy's a million.
Amy, yeah, she's something.
I'm a what?
Amy's something. Something. You're something. You're something. Anyway, here's the question. Amy, here's a question for you. What is selling? Jerry Albright said, I don't talk people into anything. In fact, that's the quickest way for a recruiter to go out of business. Do you agree with Jerry or not? And if not, what's the alternative?
Jerry, influence people.
You might think you
people.
Do.
I,
come on.
I
so
do.
She disagrees.
I think we can influence people. I think we can shine a light on certain things we want to make sure that they're aware of as part of their decision making.
We can help them
but
through their confusion and,
yes,
and questions.
Exactly.
But you don't talk anybody into anything.
Provide information. No, of course not. They talk themselves
into it. So you agree with me.
It,
next.
With our, they talk themselves into it with our guidance.
You know,
your job
thought.
Isn't to make the horse drink
it's
the water.
It's just helping people get over the emotionality of a move by sticking to logic. Right?
Who's that? Who's that in the background there, sticking to logic? Is that Travis?
I'm never background, pal. But, yeah, it's Travis.
Okay, so the thing is, Jerry said he doesn't talk people into anything. Amy says she agrees with them. She doesn't talk people into anything. She influences them. Come on! See, that means you talk them into something. She influences
no,
their opinion.
No,
she
no,
sways
no.
them.
No,
I
just animal,
show them how
just,
it's in their best interest to listen to me.
You're just providing them information, man. That's it.
I think so advising simple. Is the right terminology because at the end of the day, your candidates making all the decisions. They may have questions. They may need to be pushed over that ledge a little bit, but it's all advising. You're not going to influence anybody to do anything.
Advising is selling. Advising is not just supplying information. That's telling them what to do.
So
no.
I guess I'm not a salesperson. I'm not a salesy recruiter. I lay the facts out and let them make a decision.
Based on the information we've discussed and what you're looking for, here's why this is a good move. What do you think?
Okay, but you
oh, that's BS. It's when you sell because you present the information in a certain way. There's an old Simpsons episode where Marge becomes a real estate salesperson, and she and Lionel Hutz says, you're too honest, and he's showing her pictures of houses, and one's on fire, and she goes, that's on fire, and he goes, no, it's a motivated seller. And then the house is tiny, and he goes, she goes, it's tiny, and he goes, no, it's cozy. Never lie, but we change the way we present the information to put it in the best light. The house isn't small. It's cozy. It's not a really long commute. It's
yeah,
a
okay,
reverse.
Okay, so you don't have but to
hold
be
on,
it.
Hold on,
no.
Stop. If somebody's looking for a big house, you're not going to convince them to get a little cozy house, regardless of the words
exactly.
and verbiage you use. So we need to find out what people want to do and then go line that up for them. It's not that hard.
Okay, so
yeah, you know what? I'm going to take the opposite. I'm going to take the opposite opinion of what I just said because you know what? This is getting me thinking. Like 25 years ago, I sold cars and we used to do what was called a four square. So if I can get your down payment here, get you this for your trade, get your monthly payment here, can we do business today? X, sign here. And I guess it's the same thing, right?
Not really.
No.
No.
So hold on.
Well, you're presenting the information.
Decide, well, I'm not going to leave
you're
with that owner. No, it's not the same.
You're presenting all the information and saying, if I can make all this line up, are we doing business today?
Okay.
All right.
Hold
then
on
you
a second.
Go back to the car and be like,
wait
hey,
a second.
Car.
Let me just come back to clarify something and move on. So, Jerry, according
yeah.
to you, recruiting is not selling.
No, I'm not saying that.
That sure sounds
selling,
like it to me.
Hold on a second before you put words in my mouth. Selling is not talking somebody into something they don't want.
And it's not embellishing.
So hopefully you're smart enough to understand the difference.
So what is selling then? What is selling?
Oh, Jesus.
What is selling? I don't know then. Is it just, you know, conveying information, like Mike or somebody said?
Well, technically selling is identifying what somebody's interested in, presenting it, and closing on moving to the next step.
So
that's what sales
is. Not persuasion. Selling is not persuasion. Is that what you're saying?
No.
You're not gonna fence me in on some stupid-ass statement here.
That's it.
Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. But in general, it is not talking someone in.
back to your original topic. I'm not about talking someone into something that they don't want. Whether you want to use the word convince or influence or any of that, if somebody's not into it, I'm going to go find them something that they are into. It's a lot easier. It's a smoother sale.
Okay, I understand, though, and the listeners understand from listening that these guys are all saying recruiting is not a selling job. Okay,
no,
that's
they're
it.
Not. Why? This is your problem, dude.
It's not that
you think
white.
That selling is cornering some poor bastard and convincing him that what you've got, they're going to take it. That's what you think sales is, and it's not.
But if you're representing an unknown company and you present the information on that company and you sell, per se, the candidate on that company, aren't you selling?
Yeah, I'm not saying that it's not sales. Sales, though, is not talking somebody into something they don't want.
It's not manipulation.
Okay. Right. Well, Animal thinks that it is. That it's all the same thing. It's arm-twisting somebody, backing them into a corner to where they have no way out, like a force of wills, and the stronger personality is going to triumph. Good luck with all that.
Yeah, you're putting
the
word out like
a hard sale. I mean, not a sale, a hard sale. Like when I
who's in charge?
Michael, he's trying to talk. Michael Cox?
No, I was just saying that viewpoint that sales is manipulation is a common misconception from somebody that
that's
has either never sold.
Salesman.
What's that?
What?
No, let him finish.
I said
Michael
that would be
Cox.
Called a con
Michael
man,
Cox.
Not a salesman, right?
All right.
Michael Cox, you want to finish?
Yeah. No, yes, yeah. The fact is that it's not misleading. It's just making sure that a person has enough information to make an educated decision. Making a long-term decision with short-term information is not wise.
It's information.
You want to provide the right information to a candidate.
It's just messaging. It's really just messaging then, not advising, right?
No, it's also advising because if you become a trusted, you know, advisor that everybody wants to be, you're actually saying, hey, this is what you've got, this is what I've got. You know, you need to make a decision, but don't forget about these details over here.
So you're actually saying you'll tell somebody this is a good move for you.
If I believe it is, absolutely. And okay. I have told people in the past, hey, this doesn't look like a good move for you today.
Okay. Mike Astringer wanted to say something. Thank you, Michael Cox. Mike Astringer, did you try to say something?
Yeah, I was just saying that not all sales is a hard sell. I mean, there's a difference in the selling that we do every day than the guy that's coming to your door trying to sell encyclopedias. I mean, it's still sales, but it's a much different type of sales.
Okay.
Or when you go to the store for some milk and eggs. They're making a sale because I want some milk and eggs, and I went there and I got them. Nobody convinced me.
That's passive.
Well, in reality, my car sales example is
transactional.
Well,
in that line,
example is exactly the same. I sold Chevy. Chevys.
Stop
a guy came to my lot and wanted to buy a Chevy. Yeah. I wasn't forcing him to buy that car. I just said, if we could do this, 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 and this, can we do business today?
Uh-huh. Okay.
So this is somebody who came onto the lot with the intent of at least considering buying a car.
Exactly. And
it's
a candidate
different.
Comes into our radar.
Okay, yes, and the show's falling off the rails. Let's get back to me.
Okay, Amy, Greg Savage. Amy, good for you. Thank you. Amy, Greg Savage said, don't ever tell a client, I know you're busy, I won't keep you long. He says that belittles you. Okay? Now,
okay. Well, I guess I belittle myself all the time.
Yeah? Okay, so you think that's okay.
I have no problem saying that. I don't say it all the time, but I will say it from time to time. People say it to me, and I appreciate it. You're damn right I'm busy. But you know what? Thanks for acknowledging that. I'll give you 5 minutes.
Travis, did you want to say something?
I grew up in the Midwest. We call that common courtesy.
Travis, did you want to say something?
As a Midwestern, no.
Okay. Now, Sandra McCart said something interesting. She said, you know, I know I have an irritating peddler on the line when the first sentence is, hi, Sandra, how are you today? She says, sorry, I can't talk. The police are here. So, I mean, she doesn't... she doesn't like that. She doesn't want to be chatted up. She wants, you know, the person to come out, tell their business up front, not, you know, not beat around the bush, or so, you know, whatever. That's, sorry, I'm confusing two different conversations. One's the thing about I know you're busy. The other one is not saying why you're there. I mean, just chatting the person up, talking with them without telling them what you're calling about. I can't remember the way that. Sorry, I didn't write it down. Can't remember the way that went. Okay, anything. So I'll move on there. Okay. Oh, yeah, here's how we go. How do you open a call? That's the question. Common courtesy dictates that if you're making an unexpected call, you ask if this is a good time to speak, just like Amy and Travis said they do, right?
No.
I don't do that every time.
Amy?
I didn't ask if it was a good time to speak. I just said, I'll say, hey, I know you're busy. I just need 2 minutes. I want to talk about ABC. I'll try to have a specific thing that I want to talk about.
Okay. But Scott Love says, the best thing is when you first call someone, don't tell them you're a recruiter because they're going to shut you down. He says, just say, my name is John Smith. You and I have never talked before, but I need to talk to you about something I'm working on that relates to one of my clients. Do you have a minute to talk right now? It's kind of mysterious. That's why Sandra said, I know I've got a peddler on the line when they, you know, talk to me in a vague way. Is it better to identify who you are and what you want to do instead of, you know, being mysterious?
Well, and you have to also think about who the audience is. Scott talks to lawyers. He probably goes in with a cup and armor, you know. I mean, that's a different audience than the people I'm talking to. So they may react differently. I think if that works for him, then he should absolutely do that. For me, I just say, hey, I'm a recruiter and I got jobs. I want to talk to you about your background. Are you open to a conversation?
I want to say almost the same thing. Be yourself and your style will work itself out. And it's about the audience as well as it is about you. But the best way to make it real is just to be yourself. And not everybody, listen, I know I'm black licorice. You either love black licorice or you hate it. There's no in between, but I'm not going to win everybody. So I just be myself, happy with what I do, and it comes through on every call.
So you're not mysterious. You don't say, hey, my name's John Smith. We've never spoken before, but I need to talk to you about something important or something like that, right?
I have done those kind of calls in the past, but not in a long time. I used to do a terrible one where I would call and leave a message, hey, this is Jeff from here. I wanted to talk to you about this opportunity. The reason I thought it would be great is click and then hang up, as if I had gotten interrupted in leaving the message, and I would get so many callbacks from that. I don't like that way of doing business.
I always find these topics so interesting, the what do you say topic, when the most successful recruiters, myself included, stay as flexible as you possibly can be. I can't tell you what I'm going to say when I reach somebody. Who knows what you're going to say?
Right
and
on.
You need to be flexible about
right
it.
On.
And I understand that these trainer guys, Scott Love's a great guy.
Absolutely.
I've played poker with him. Good dude. He has to come up with something to say because that's what trainers do. They have to be firmly convinced that they've got a great approach, and I recommend trying all of it. Try it all. Have it all in your toolbox and be ready to go to whatever it is immediately. That's why, Animal, I get bugged with your whole role-play stuff.
Jerry, I don't believe you for a second. I think you've got
standard things
to say. Go ahead. Yes,
nope.
Travis.
The animal.
Yeah.
As soon as I say their name with an upward inflection after they've answered the phone, I've got them.
Like a girl does?
Hey, animal.
Yeah?
For $351 an hour, I will help you out on a personal 2-day conference. I really can't say any more.
Hey, okay. I just want to say I'm so glad that I managed to close that really, really difficult candidate last week.
Excellent.
Because otherwise
yes.
I was afraid I was going to have to shell out some big training dollars.
Big money.
Okay,
big
hold on.
I'm really concerned.
Amy, I want to come back to that, but I want to ask first, Melissa hasn't said anything. I believe she's got something to say, but she's too polite to interrupt.
Who do we have? Who?
Melissa Adamo, our recent new friend. Do you have something there? You still on the line? You want to say anything? Maybe she's not here anymore. No, I guess she hung up. Okay, Amy, did you make a big deal that you want to tell us about how you did it? Go ahead.
How I did it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll sell you that for $349.
Oh,
I'll
okay.
Train you on my message.
Hey, don't undercut me.
$1.
There's one guy that's at $350, and he and I are kind of running neck and neck, so I would consider $349.
Animal, you got her muted.
I don't have
her
muted. Let me see. These things spontaneously mute. They mute spontaneously. She's not muted.
Yeah, bring me. I'm here.
Nobody's
tell
muted.
Him to un-
Nobody's
me.
Muted. Maybe she's got her own phone muted and she doesn't realize
maybe
it. Okay.
I do not have my phone muted. Can you
I can mute anybody. Even Mike Astringer, I've
can
never muted him, okay?
Hello.
You have something to say about what we've been talking about how you make a call. You like to be mysterious or do you say who you are?
All right, so you want to hear my war story?
Okay, you go ahead, yeah.
Okay, so I came into this process the day the guy flew out here for an interview. I'd never met him. I didn't have any conversations with him ahead of time. I knew nothing about the team, nothing about the job, nothing about the candidate. So I meet him day one.
Yeah,
somebody
should be muting their mic now. Okay, look what we did.
How hard is it to know whether you're on mute or not?
I done cut myself on the screen door again.
I finally have a war story and nobody wants to hear it.
No, I just gotta find out who to cut off. There it is, area code 213. Who's that?
213. Let's grill this person.
Let's figure
Sounds
it out.
Like East Coast.
Okay,
is
you
it
go
East
ahead.
Coast? I don't think so.
I don't know.
California.
Okay. Amy, let's hear the war story.
Los Angeles. Okay, so I come into this deal really late in the process. Never knew the guy, never knew the job, never knew the team, nothing. I'm brand new to every side of this deal. So we go through the interview loop. Everything goes great. They want to make an offer. I go back and say, hey, candidate, we've never talked until we met this morning. I don't know where you need to be, but we do want to make an offer. Let's talk about it.
That doesn't sound very cocksure, Amy.
I'm getting there. I don't, like, come out, you know, guns blazing with that. I got to release
okay.
that slowly or I'll
all
scare
right,
people. All
right? All right.
I was doing the, you know, soft Midwestern girl approach first. So
okay.
Just bear with me. So he says, oh, great, yeah, I'm definitely interested. I'm sure you guys will give me a fair offer. Let me know what you got. I said, okay, no problem. I said, here's what I'm going to do. This is my process. I go back to the manager. I negotiate the best possible deal for you. If I come back with an offer, you need to know that there's already been a lot of negotiation and back and forth that happens ahead of time. I need you to give me some parameters. Tell me what you'll accept. Tell me what you need. Tell me what you want, even if it's crazy. That way I know where my guardrails are and I know if I can make this deal happen. He comes. He's like, okay, great. And here's my ridiculously high number. So I immediately start having like a series of mini heart attacks because I know we're not going to get there. And I say, okay, that's aggressive. We're not going to get there, but let me see what we can do. So go back to the manager, having all these discussions, come back with a really solid offer. I mean, it was good. It was better than I even thought I could pull off. And he wasn't crazy about it. He still, you know, pushed back. He pushed for more. I was able to get a couple of tiny things added on just as kind of a goodwill gesture. Like, yeah, we really do want you, and so we're going to kind of make this one exception. But I held firm on the final offer. I said, that's it. And that's when I got cocksure. Like, it is what it is. You know, you and I talked about this from the first time we met. I'm sorry we didn't have this conversation 6 weeks ago when you started the process, but here's where we are. Now, if you take this job, this is what you get. Your wife is back in the same town her brother lives in. You have, you know, you get to move to a better part of the country before your kids start school.
You're
all
losing me.
Animal,
why aren't you jumping in here? I got
fell
asleep. Did you hire the guy? Where are we?
We revisited all the things that were important, and I said, you need to make a decision. It's your call. It's in your hands. You decide.
How much did all the feedback from some of the trainers on the recruiters who actually make placements Facebook group, how much did they help? And by the way, that's a great group to check out if anybody's looking for
it
a closed
group
where you can have discussions with recruiters that aren't seen by the world.
There were two things that were helpful.
Okay.
It was helpful that people were just supportive, like, it's going to be okay. Bad things happen to good people. It's okay. Even if you lose it, you'll be fine.
Right.
That was helpful. And Sandra McCart had a really good script. There were a couple people that said, here's what I would say. And it was an actual, you know, verbiage or a sentence or something that I could actually use.
Yeah,
what
she's pretty good, old Sandra.
What was not
helpful. Okay, I got
the
laugh with the music. Can you turn it off? Can you turn off the music? Is that Jerry's group music?
No, we don't have a theme song.
Is that somebody's phone?
It's cold music.
Hold on.
I feel like I'm about to enter a weird porno with Ennio or something. That music's weird.
Oh, that's Area Code 212. That was 212. That was Area Code 212.
I was just getting my groove on.
That was Levy.
Area code 212. That's New York. That's right.
New York.
Oh,
don't
maybe that
even
was
think
York.
About blaming me. It's a no.
I was going to blame you.
You're not pinning this on me. It's not me.
You know
I called
what?
For myself.
She doesn't take anything. She like it.
Okay. Yeah. Hold on a second. Yeah. Wait a second. First of all, Sandra gave
update. I'm going to change the recruiters who actually make placements Facebook front profile photo. I'm going to change it right now. So don't be alarming anybody.
Okay. Amy Alla. Look at me. I'm the leader here. Okay, please. Okay, so you're telling us this story. You went to the group. You told everybody the story. They gave you their input. And I noticed you said you liked what Sandra McCart, that wise old owl, told you. And she gave you a script, you said. And Jerry just gave us a big speech that scripts don't work, right?
The script's on the first call, dummy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sick of this.
You've always got some way to get out of the corner. Yeah.
You want to know why? Because I'm flexible, dude. I am flexible.
What did she
tell
you?
And what I did is I took Sandra's suggestion, and I used that wording, and I put it in my own words, and that's what I said to the guy. I didn't read it off the screen. Mm. It wasn't a script like I'm reciting it like a B actor.
Okay.
And it worked. It worked. This guy is now my buddy. He was just joking with me this morning. He wants to know if he's in first place for the most difficult close ever. I told him I'm going to get him a medal. I mean, we have a relationship now.
But you were willing to lose this guy. Is that right? Psychologically.
I was ready for that. Emotionally
and that was important.
And psychologically, as a recruiter, I had already decided I may have to start recruiting on this again. I may need to either go back to previous candidates or start fresh. I mean, coming into it so late, I didn't know where we were before this guy.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I was ready that if this isn't the right role for this guy, he's going to make that decision. No harm, no foul. We'll start over. It's not
personal. Now, don't you think that is a critical psychological function for a recruiter? As Jerry has put it in the past, a recruiter has to be willing to take a $50,000 punch in the stomach. Now, he's talking about agency recruiters, but this is the same thing. You got to be willing to have somebody walk away. And that's why she was able to just lay it on the line with this guy and said, take it or leave it, jerk face, right?
I thought no fear of loss was like a main staple of recruiting. And why are we...
That's what I'm talking. Okay,
you
well,
you weren't clear on that before.
Yeah,
I'm sorry to say something that's a standard in the business. We should just take it for granted and never reiterate it all the time. Mm-hmm. Sorry, everybody. I'm stupid.
But here's the thing, and I know a lot of people are going to come back and say, oh, well, yeah, it's easy for her to say. She's a corporate recruiter. She doesn't have commission depending on it. And I have two things to say to that. First of all, I do still have to make placements to keep my job and to do a good job for my clients. And secondly, a good agency recruiter has enough in the pipeline that missing one placement is going to sting, but you're not going to lose your house.
Okay. Okay. Now, your boss, Amy, your boss said an interview is not about getting the right answer. It's two sides deciding together if this is a good match. Like, that's like saying, I'm not a salesperson. I'm not trying to persuade someone. I just want to have a chat. Isn't that what she's doing and what you just told us you didn't do?
I think what my boss said is that when you come into our building and we sit down across from you face to face, we've already determined a mutual interest, and this is a chance to see that through.
What does that mean? Double talk. Hey, I don't want to put
gibberish.
You on the spot.
Disagree with it, animal, and move on.
Okay. It's her boss. How can I? Yeah, that's what you have to do when I'm talking about your boss. Okay, sorry, everybody. She can't.
My boss. She's fantastic.
Yeah. She
and
can't.
I'm just saying that.
Okay. Amy.
Yes.
Amy. If you had to go outside, if you became an agency recruit, we're almost done. I find the show interesting. It's not real fast-paced, but I think we're covering a lot of
it. No, it's got a good pace to it.
Okay. If you had to go and be an agency recruiter again tomorrow, changed by being inside for a number of years? What would you do differently? Can you think of that? You know? I think I fed you that question yesterday or this morning.
You did feed me that question. I've been thinking about an answer, actually.
You don't have one, right?
I'd be less arrogant. I would. I might lose my title as most cocksure. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's
I was pretty arrogant in my 20s.
That's an answer, Animal.
You asked a question, and I gave you a specific answer. That's me answering your question.
I know that you just had your 40th birthday. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Have you seen your rock
in the mirror? You had reason to be arrogant.
Yeah, okay. But were you a recruiter in your 20s? I don't care if you were arrogant. You're arrogant now, I'll tell you quite frankly.
Yeah. I am. Yeah,
and
I've
you
been
know
recruiting
what?
Since 98.
Okay, that's good.
I was 24.
That's good to be arrogant if you're a recruiter, I think. Anybody want to disagree with me?
Yeah.
Who was that?
Arrogant? Arrogance turns me off.
Cocksure.
So what? And what I mean by that
is confidence is really my goal. Arrogance?
Yeah.
Meh.
And there's a big difference between confidence and arrogance.
I would get really angry if prospective clients didn't want to work with me, right? Like, you know, it's very much a sour grapes kind of thing. Like, screw that company. They don't want to work with me. They're going to be a source. I'm going to steal all their people. Like, I don't want to do that anymore.
Who's doing that?
Who's got the deviated septum?
Somebody, come on. There's only a few minutes left. I think it's gone over.
It's not me. I'm in total control of every sound I make here on this show, unlike most other callers.
Let me ask a follow-up question to that, Amy. How would you approach a hiring manager now that you know what it's like to be on the inside? What would you do? If advise us agency recruiters, how should we approach hiring managers? I saw an article on Undercover Recruiter yesterday, and the guy said, you know what, you have to start building a relationship. Don't expect to get a job order for 6 months. That's got to be crazy.
You'd starve. That's not – no, you can't do that.
No, you wouldn't starve because you're getting the job orders from the older people from 6 and 12 months ago. Come
true.
On, people.
You're right.
Amy, don't listen to him.
So, Amy, don't listen to him. Much to my dismay, my usual pitch of, hey, I know you're busy, I just want to talk to you for a moment, apparently wouldn't work. So I don't know. You've kind of thrown me off my game here with that. I think I would, first of all, I would only focus on small to mid-sized business. I have no interest as an agency person going after the big fish. I would not call my current employer if I was an agency recruiter.
Uh-huh.
I would go small to mid-size that's very busy and has a lot to do, preferably with no internal recruiters, preferably just an HR person or two who's super busy who wants to give me
and what would you
the
say
stuff
on
that
the
they
phone?
Don't want to deal with.
You know, I know Jerry said he doesn't like to hear this, but what would you say on the phone?
Hey, I read this about your company. How does that affect hiring in the next 60, 90 days?
Okay. Okay.
Hey, I heard you guys just bought another. You know, you're merging with so and so. How does that affect hiring?
Uh-huh.
What's the hardest thing for you to feel? What keeps you up at night, hiring manager? what problems exist on your team?
Huh.
If you could wave a magic wand and hire the perfect person that's going to round out your team, what does that person look like?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Where's the pain?
There's 6 minutes left. Okay. Does anybody have 5 minutes left now? I have a question. I have lots of questions. We didn't get to half my questions, but does anybody else have a burning question for Amy?
Never do.
Before? Yeah. That's because I do a good job and plan a lot of questions, Amy, okay? Anybody else want to talk to Amy before the show's over, before she leaves? No. Anybody want to talk to Amy? Anybody got a question? I'm just giving you your chance.
Not a question.
You know, he's
going to
cut me off, and you know how guys feel about that.
Not a question. I just want to say that I love the way Amy blends the personal and the professional in her blog postings and her online presence, and I do the same thing, so I guess it's me, you know, saying how awesome I am at the same time. But I really dig your style, and I love that. I love the way that you are you, and you don't give a shit if people like you or not. You're you, and if you don't like it,
you
know.
She cares. Cool. She just told you she's a hater if you reject her, okay?
Is this the Mutual Admiration Society part of the show?
I used to be a hater.
You guys are all great.
That's right. Oh, you're real different now.
Some of the stuff you've been able to do is just
you know what? Everybody's got time to criticize, but we don't give enough compliments in the world. And smiles are like herpes. If you smile, it will catch on somebody else, and we'll just keep going around.
Yeah. Okay. Look, I got a real question. Save that fluff for Jerry's show. I got a real question to close off with. I've been looking at some cool tools, Amy, and since you're a fabulous recruiter, everybody believes that after listening to the show. But we want to know if you use the cool tools. Okay. Number one, Connect Six. Yes or no?
Nope.
Who works dot at? Who works at? Yes or no?
Never heard of it.
Vibeapp.co. Yes or no?
Nope.
Connectifier. Yes or no?
Not regularly, but I have.
Okay.
I use Connectifier, and I love it.
Okay, great. Mike Astringer there. 360social.me. Yes or no?
No.
Monkey, MON.KI. Yes or no?
No.
Mozenda.
What is this stuff? What?
Mozenda.
Yeah, what the hell?
These are cool tools. These are cool tools that all the sources. I've been hanging out on the Hangout, the video, so everybody knows.
Oh,
I go to the SourceCon show now. I'm a regular attendee, and this is the kind of stuff they talk about.
They must love that.
The
final one, Mozenda. Do you use that?
Nope.
God. I haven't heard of 97% of those, man.
Okay, well,
I have a new tool to share I think people will love. It's called Jobber, JOBR.com. It's the first ever that I've seen that translates your job postings into a mobile format, and it's free postings, I don't know for how long, but I signed my firm up, I signed Mobiquity up for it, and I'm getting a good response from it, and it's
JOBR.com.
Yep, JOBR.com.
Yeah,
and
I
then
just
on
got
the
a 403
right
forbidden
the
message.
Screen.
That doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
Uh-oh.
That's nice plug
me.
There.
Hold on, let me double check.
What's your account and password?
JOBRATT.com.
Hyphen what?
Am I not a cool recruiter if I don't use these tools? Should I be worried?
I don't know.
It's a good one. They're calling it the Tinder for jobs, but with less sex.
Oh, dear.
JOBRAPP.com.
Tinder's a dating
site,
right?
Reed Creamer be all over that. It's like Tinder.
But Tinder, isn't that for a dating site for married people?
Isn't that what
I don't know. Amy,
Ashley Madison. Really? It's 2014, Animal. They have this thing called the Internet now.
Okay. Amy.
I just use my pretty LinkedIn picture. Yes.
What's your parting words?
Thanks for having me back. If we get bad scores, Animal, I'm hurting you. I'm coming after you.
Yeah, I did.
It's been a long time. First time back.
Yep.
I hope it went well.
Okay, now we're going.
It was great.
Where's my award?
Jerry's show where people grade everybody. okay? But Amy, Allo Recruiter, I want to thank you!
Man, I'm worn out. I just have to say that. I'm worn out. Who has something they'd like to talk about?
The weather.
Yesterday was real hot here in Indiana.
It's been very chilly here and raining like at least every other day. It's ridiculous.
Now you're in San Antonio?
San Antonio?
Memphis?
That's me.
Who do you think you're talking to?
He thinks he's talking to me, Mike.
Mama? I thought Michael Cox was in San Antonio, and it sounded like you, Michael, but it wasn't. Who was it?
He got quiet now.
Oh, Jesus. Hey, I don't care where you people are. How about that? Shove it! Hey, Animal.
Hey, Jerry, you're wrecking the show. You want
the
to
show's
your
over.
Work or not?
Hey, man, I just can't get my head around stuff
show.
Right now.
If you don't want to lead the after show, ask someone else to do it for you and just go and hang up and go someplace else, okay?
I need a quiet place right now. No.
Hey,
look, Jerry, you guys are dying to talk. You're wasting your audience, okay?
Get off my show.
There's a lot of people
get off my show.
I don't want to let them down. Come on.
Who's here?
Do your job.
I'm feeling let down.
State your name and location.
I've
been feeling let down for the last hour and 10 minutes.
You through it? Ask for
Stringer. A. Stringer, are you here?
I am, and I've been talking, and you're ignoring me.
No, I'm not.
Oh.
A. Stringer in New Jersey, what's going on?
What's
Give us the
on,
report
Jerry?
From out east.
The weather's been sucking for a month. I've been on my Harley one time in 3 weeks. That's about it.
What do you think of the show? What do you think of Amy's performance?
So, honestly, you know I love Amy. I'm very disappointed that when she found her new man, I wasn't given the opportunity to put in an application.
It did happen kind of quick.
But that being said, I felt like there was not really a point or a topic to the show, and I feel like if it was not someone that we all consider a friend, Animal would not have let it go on and on and on and on and on the way he did.
There you go, man. That's almost verbatim what I was going to say. It wandered. It drifted. It was almost like a... Hey, everybody, how have you been kind of thing with sprinkled with she made that one placement.
Big old fat recruiting mosh pit.
Yeah. Body surfing. Yeah. Love it. So give us a score. And we're only going with one score from now on because I run out of room in my tweets to have two scores. So the whole thing, the whole enchilada gets one score from 0 to 100. Let's do it.
So if I have to blend the two, notwithstanding my friendship with Amy, I'm going to say a 75.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, you sold your boat, didn't you?
I did.
Good deal. Do you miss it?
You know what? Last Saturday, I was down at the marina hanging out with some friends, riding their jet skis, hanging out on their boat, whatever, and I said to my wife on the way home in the car, you know what? I don't miss this at all.
You don't miss the activity or just the having to be responsible for all the stuff that breaks and needs gas and insurance and repair? Or
all of the above. I budgeted like $10,000 a year for my boat between storage and slip and gas and repairs and all that. So certainly considering I have a new house, I'm enjoying putting that money into the house. And I don't really enjoy – I don't really miss the activity itself at all. I mean, I did it for so many years. I'm assuming I'll have a boat again, but – right now, I don't miss it at all.
You could probably rent one for a few weekends for far cheaper.
Probably makes
We're going
it a
to Florida
lot
in November.
You're going
to
where?
Say it probably makes it a lot easier to suffer the loss of your boat if you can go to your buddies on the
marina and go out there on the jet skis and the boat, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got tons of friends that have boats, and we're going to go down to Florida in November, and I'm sure I'll rent one down there like I always do. But yeah, no, I don't miss not owning a boat at all.
Cool. Travis.
And again, that's from somebody who spent, like, I lived on that boat for 5 months one summer. I mean, I was there every weekend. I lived on it for 5 months one summer. I mean, and I don't miss it at all.
Just sitting there listening to Springsteen.
I mounted a TV on the back of the boat so I could finish my work day and put my feet up with a plate of food and watch TV.
Sweet. Travis, what did you think about the show?
73.
And why? That's just kind of a mediocre score. What's the deal?
It's kind of a mediocre show.
All right. Okay.
I mean, it was entertaining, as, you know, if you get the 8 or 10 of us together on here, it usually is, but, directionless.
I don't even know if it was entertaining. I felt like I had to struggle to keep myself involved. I personally am going to give the show a 63.
Ouch.
Yeah, sorry, there was nothing there. Amy's great. We love Amy. Wonderful personality. She's part of the small circle of people that really gets it. But as far as an overall show, it was thin. Real thin. I could have been out mowing my lawn at lunch. But I didn't. Who else is here?
This is Michael.
Hey, man.
So I'll give it a 80. I enjoyed the banter. And also online, maybe I'm giving it a bit of a score for Twitter, but it was a lot of fun.
Ooh, Twitter
was blowing up. It's the only time I'm on Twitter.
It's usually the only time I'm on Twitter for the most part, and I wasn't really even on it today either. Huh. Sweet.
All right. See you guys later. Have a good one.
Yeah, see you, Michael. Who else is here? Animal always says that there's a million people on the line, but no, there's not. There's really not.
You drive them away. You're so boring.
No.
You drive
How many
them
lines
away?
Are open
That's
right now?
Happened. You
How many
stink.
Lines are open?
You stink.
How many lines were open during the show?
How many lines are open, Animal?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and two of those are you and me.
And me.
Then that's it. We've covered everybody.
Okay, show's over.
Okay, here's the general consensus. I'm not sure if you heard. Kind of a lame show.
I thought it was a good show. Okay.
No, it sucked.
You know what? There was a lot of people asking questions on Twitter, and I didn't even think to look at it once. I have to. I'm sorry about that, okay?
Maybe you need to open up a new position on the team, dude.
I'll
split my salary out if somebody wants to jump in and be the Twitter person.
You know what? I'll
go halvesies on it.
You're losing
Maybe we should start having hiring managers as guests on the show.
Try to get them.
Animal doesn't know any.
They don't want to answer on it. Okay? I hired this guy and I made a mistake and he's sitting there in their office and this is why I hired this goof. I'm sorry about it now.
No, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Legitimate professionals wouldn't be seen on the Animal Show because all he wants to do is badger them and make them feel bad. I could get some of my customers to be a guest on the show, but they would only be there as an anonymous person, which I think would be fantastic because they'd really tell you what was, you know, they would give you the real story, but you wouldn't allow that. Because you need to badger people and publicly humiliate people for your own kicks.
There's no show like this. And I got to tell you something. This show was a bit low-key, but there was more takeaway information in this show than 90% of the other shows.
Yeah, you want to know what the takeaway information was? Once again, you are way out of touch with what really needs to go on to make a placement. You don't badger people. You don't intimidate people. Was intimidate on your list of stuff that you do?
I didn't intimidate.
What was it?
Her.
Coerce?
I could not intimidate her.
Strong arm? What word were you using? I forget. There are also many. Badger? Force?
I don't know what you're talking about, Jerry.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
I don't know.
Oh. All right. Well,
Or Rob Ford, I think I still think he would be a fantastic guest for the show.
Okay.
You ought to just put us all on speakerphone and call his office sometime.
What? Okay, Jerry.
Wow.
Are you done?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see you in September.
Are you going to then?
No, I'll see y'all next Wednesday.
I don't think that can be underestimated.
Well, Marco,
that is shocking. I'm just jumping in to say that is shocking. Okay, I'm back to
listening. Isn't that funny? When I start to talk, finally get a chance to start talking, the mouthpiece comes in. Go ahead, Jer. Take over.
Well, you know, it's like you're a puppet, and Jerry's voice. He's the ventriloquist.
Hey, I was just interjecting. I'm not taking over. I was just interjecting.
All right, so 18 years in the industry, started with a family firm, recruiting industry.
Oh, there you have it.
Started
Jerry
with a family firm.
I recommended this guy. Go ahead.
I mentioned it offhand when I was in a drunken stupor.
Don't ask Jerry for advice after 5 p.m. Okay, go ahead, Ryan.
Oh, God.
That's good stuff, man.
You know, you guys, I have to say, no banning on this show. Nobody's that bad.
Here's the deal. The dude is full of negative energy, and I'm just saying I simply don't. The after show is not about negativity. It's not about.
Gary, if you open your eyes, you'd see he talks to you just like you talk to me. It's constantly, Animal is an idiot. Everything he says is nonsense. I used to like the show, but now it's nothing. Yeah. I don't kick you off.
Hey.
I don't kick you off the show, and
hey,
you're not
going
to kick him off, okay?
Hey, I just don't need it. If he is ready to say that he's done with it, then I embrace his participation.